Death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. See, I am making all things new. Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." In the name of God, who makes all things new. Amen. All Saints' Day. So many issues to ponder. What do we believe happens when we die? When we die, do we believe that there is nothing more? Or do we believe that there is something more? What happens to those people we love when they die? Are we separated from them forever, or will we meet again? And what is a saint? Is it someone who is good beyond measure? Or is a saint someone we meet at school or at lanes or at sea? Is a saint folk just like you and me? One thing is true, leave takings are hard. We leave places that we love over and over again in our lives. We begin anew again and again. As we live another year, we often say goodbye to friends and family as they move away, as they change jobs and circumstances, sometimes as they die. Today, we say goodbye once again to our organist, Doug Forbes, as a regular Sunday presence. As we say goodbye to someone who will always be part of the memorial community, we say hello to Irv Brown as our 150th missioner, who today makes things new. We say hello, very good timing, to Astor Ryall as we baptize her into Christ's body. Perhaps one of you has come to Memorial the last few Sundays, maybe this Sunday for the first time. You are part of the making of all things new. Doc Hammarskjöld said, "Do not seek death. Death will find you. But seek the road which makes death a fulfillment." What might that mean? And how does it fit with the concept of leave-taking and new beginnings? There's an old gospel hymn called "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" And one stanza goes like this. "We have loved ones gone to glory, whose dear forms we often miss. When we close our earthly story, shall we join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting far beyond the starry sky." Our lives are full of movement day in and day out, leave-takings and new beginnings again and again. Do we come back together? Is there a grand plan? We'd all like to think so, to believe so, but we fear. We fear that it all might be a giant delusion, a scam that goes to the heart of who we are as human beings. But the saints, they tell us otherwise. The celebration of All Saints comes as winter approaches and the living greenness of creation turns brown. All Saints, the saints, verify the truth of the unbroken circle just when we need it most. Studs Terkel, the great historian and chronicler of human nature, wrote a book called "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" In it, he interviewed and recorded the stories of everyday people from all walks of life and their take on death, rebirth, and hunger for faith. And one person he interviewed was Rick Rundle. At the time of the interview, Rick Rundle was a 45-year-old sanitation worker for the Streets and Sanitation Department of the city of Chicago. He lived with his mother and his brother, John, who had Down syndrome. One day, Rick Rundle decided to donate a part of his liver to a man named John Huser, who was the outdoor columnist for the Chicago Tribune. When he explained why he might take a risk with his life for a perfect stranger, although a stranger whose outdoor column he faithfully read, Rick Rundle said this, "I did it because it would only be a couple of months of me not being able to work or do what I want. And this is something I could do with my life. I could give life to someone else, give them hope, give them the chance. I minimized the risk in my mind. For years, I used to race a sailboat and not be a good swimmer. For years, I rode a motorcycle and was in a lot of close accidents. You take a chance anytime you get on a bus or an airplane or a train or a car. So everything is a risk. But if you're not willing to risk, you truly don't own it, do you?" So Rick Rundle thought this, "It's my life. You have to risk your life, and especially for someone else, to give life. We're all part of the human community, and if you're not willing to give of yourself, then you're held captive. To me, God is unconditional love. That means to love someone no matter what they do, how they are, how little you know them, but to help someone with all they have." So Rick Rundle gave half his liver to a man named John Huser. Rick Rundle reasoned that he had had a good life for 45 years, cleaning graffiti from the city streets and buildings of Chicago. If he died, he would die at peace. And if he didn't take the risk, he would always look back and say, "Why didn't I?" So he did it. And not long after he gave half his liver, maybe a year or two, he was reading the Chicago Tribune one day and he saw that John Huser had died. At first, Rick Rundle thought, "How can that be? How can John Huser receive a new liver and die so soon after getting a second chance at a full life?" Rick had tried to give this person life. He thought of it like this. It's like when you put a new set of tires on your car, you figure you get another 50,000 miles out of it. But he also thought, life is so very precious, but it is not a given. Death is the given. Death is the certainty. And then Rick Rundle thought about heaven, and his frustration and anger ceased. And this is what he said about heaven. "Heaven is no pain. It's seeing the people you want, having the questions in your mind answered. You see the people that you haven't seen that are in the other world. And to me, it's like a big picnic. Whatever you're missing in this life, you're made whole in heaven. My brother John, who has Down syndrome, I would probably not even recognize him. He'd be able to talk and we'd converse more than we would now. Johnny would be a whole person, not handicapped, no wheelchair. And when it's time for you to go, when you're near there, they say it's usually someone from the other world who you know who will come and get you. And not that I wouldn't mind seeing my sister, who's been dead for 20 years or so in that automobile accident, or my father. But I see now that it'll probably be someone like John Huser." Rick Rundle says, "I see myself, I'd be in the St. Patrick's Day parade, either on the south side of Chicago or downtown, and this guy will come up to me all dressed in white, and it'll be John Huser. And he'll have the torch. He ran with the Olympic torch one time. And he'll say, 'Rick, I've been looking all over for you. It's time for you to run with the torch. We've got to go somewhere together.' Or I might be sailing my sailboat, and out of the corner of my eye, I'll see this rowboat who is trying to catch me. And I try to get the boat to go faster because rowboats aren't supposed to catch my sailboat. And I'll see it's John. And John will say, 'Rick, I've been looking for you. Come on, get in the boat. we've got to go rowing. That's how the saints work in our lives. They show us how to live in a world of leave-takings and death. They show us how to move towards death as a fulfillment of life. I think Frederick Buechner says it best. To be a saint is not to live with the hands clenched, to strike, to hold tight to a life that is always slipping away the more tightly we hold it. But it is to live with hands stretched out both to give and to receive with gladness. To be a saint is to work and weep for the broken and suffering of the world. But it is also to be strangely light of heart in the knowledge that there is something greater than the world in the world that mends and renews. Maybe more than anything else, to be a saint is to know joy. Not happiness that comes and goes with the moments that occasion it, but joy that is always there like an underground spring, no matter how dark and terrible is the night. To be a saint is to be a little out of one's mind, which is a very good thing to be a little out of one's mind from time to time. It is to live a life that is always giving itself away and yet is always full. To be a saint is to live like Rick Rundle. And to be a saint is to live like one dear person we honor today, Sharon Krieger. To work and weep for the broken and suffering of the world, and to be strangely light of heart. To be joyful. To be a little out of one's mind according to the ways of the world. To live a life that is always giving itself away, yet is always full. I wonder who might be that person who will be there for your great leave-taking, to welcome you to the new beginning. Who will be that John Huser to your Rick Rundle? We may hope that it is a beloved parent or a spouse or a child, a person we remember today as we read the All Saints list. Perhaps it might be that person that stretched you to become more fully human than you ever imagined you could be. Maybe that was a teacher that believed in you. Perhaps it might be someone that helped you leave an addiction. Perhaps it was someone who shared their own story of addiction and so gave you courage to move into a new place. A person that showed you how to live with an illness. A person that showed you how to die. Who will be that saint that welcomes us into eternal life? It is hard to imagine today, and perhaps we leave that in the hands of God until the appointed time. But for now, in this moment, let us see how we can follow the saints in our lives into a place of giving, a place where we're a little out of our minds in the ways of the world, a place where we weep and work for the broken and suffering of this world, yet be strangely light of heart, to live into a life that is always giving itself away and yet is always full. See, I am making all things new. Jesus said, "Unbind him, unbind her, and let them go." Amen.